The following paid program is furnished by Service Matters. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business and Navigant Credit Union presents Service Matters with your hosts Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Join them this hour to talk about local, regional, and global service and the great work performed by service organizations throughout southern New England. They'll feature guests from Scouts to Lions to church groups to veterans and more. If you're interested in giving back, paying it forward, or meeting folks who do, you've come to the right place. Service Matters, brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, celebrating a century, looking forward to the next 100. Now, here's your hosts, Rotarians Dave Clifton and Rona Mann.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to another edition of Service Matters. Yes, we're live here on AM 790 WPRV. We are indeed a Cumulus station. It's about 32 degrees outside of our studios here in East Providence. It is Friday, the 9th of February, and of course we've had some cold weather. I'm Dave Clifton. Rona Mann is not with us today. She is traveling. It's work-related. She'll be back next week. We wish her the best. Today we're going to talk about a very timely topic. It's called volunteerism and how important volunteers are in any community, whether it be a city or a town. I know that when I think of volunteers, I think of people who are willing to share their time, their talent, their ideas, their philosophy, and in many cases, even their funds to help make dreams real for those in need. And I know that having spent 40 years as a parks and recreation director, I really couldn't have survived without active volunteers. We have two wonderful guests in our studio today. We have Robert Elmer III. He's from Stowington, Connecticut. Spends a lot of time in Westerly, Rhode Island. He's a past president twice or three times of that club. We also have a good friend, Sid Rosen. Sid is from Stoughton, Massachusetts, spent a lot of time over the years in Sharon, Massachusetts, a community that was selected as the number one small community in America to live in because of its diversity, because of its education, because of its public safety, and because of its open space and recreation. So he's a guy that spent a lot of time. He's called a volunteer's volunteer. And I'm going to start with Bob Elmer. Bob wrote a book that we'll hear about sometime during the show, and it's called Join the Journey. We'll hear what that's all about. But, Bob, when I think of volunteerism, I think of a person who's willing to give his or her time for the common good. I think of someone who freely offers to do something without compensation, someone in the helping people business. And when I hear that, I think of our sponsor, Navigant Credit Union, because that's their model, people helping people. I think of someone who gives back to the community and how you can feel good about doing that.
I agree, Dave, and good afternoon to you. And Sid, nice to be with you this afternoon. Considering both of our backgrounds in terms of Rotary, we know all about volunteerism because it's Rotary, is being a Rotarian is a job that... You know, as we both know, it doesn't pay real well, but it's awful gratifying in a lot of other ways. Volunteerism and volunteering in itself is one thing that, you know, somebody can do. And once they've identified, and it's so diverse, you know, what they're good at, what their strengths are. You know, we all have our own sort of, if I can use the word ministries, our strengths and certain things that we bring to the table. And if you can identify what it is you want to do, I've been in senior care administration, and I had people who would come into my office and say, you know, I don't want to work here. I want to volunteer here. I want to work with seniors. And whether it's in activities or being an escort on outings and things like that. So that was their strength, and if we could accommodate them, we would. But whether it's working with children or working, as I mentioned, with seniors, there's so many other avenues and so many opportunities out there that, you know, for those people that do want to volunteer, and it isn't just about people that have are necessarily in retirement at all. I mean, I joined Rotary in my mid-20s, and here I am today, and I'm
well, you know,
in
when
my
I,
mid-20s.
When I think of Rotary and the Lions Club, and there are many organizations out there in local communities, Rotary's motto is service above self. That word serve stands out. The Lions Club motto is we serve. So, you know, it's nice to be able to serve others, to help them out, and it makes you feel good because you're willing to do what you can to help out. Sid Rosen also joins us here in the studio. He's been an avid volunteer over the years, and he has been a volunteer in youth sports programs. There are volunteer firefighters out there. There are people who donate their time in the food pantry. There are people who join communities, towns and cities when they have their town celebrations. There are volunteers all over the place, and I encourage you folks out there, if you're interested in doing something for the common good, why not be a volunteer? If you'd like to join in on this conversation today, our telephone number is 437-5000. If you're calling outside of the Ocean Strait, our number is 1-888-345-0790. Sid, you've been a volunteer over the years. Tell us about it.
Well, I've had four major activities, all of which have been extremely gratifying. And my first volunteer experience was when I was in the sixth grade taking ballroom dancing. And the teacher of the class asked a number of us if we would help him teach dancing to the kids at the Perkins School for the Blind. And this was the first time I had ever volunteered for anything. And so we went to the Perkins School, and we met the kids there, and we were teaching them to dance, and it was a lot of fun. And the one thing all of us, all of my friends talked about was what a rewarding experience it was, how wonderful it was to interact with these kids at the school, to help them out. They were very fun-loving kids. They really appreciated us showing up once a week. And that was really the start of my understanding of what it was to be a volunteer. And then I had as my role model my father, who, despite working 6 days a week, found time to do two major volunteer activities. And as a kid, he got me involved in doing some of the things. He allowed me to participate in some of the volunteer activities. And then it wasn't until many years later when my third grade son was interested in playing basketball in Sharon, and I met the host of this show, Dave Clifton. And that proceeded to take me on a 20-year journey of coaching basketball, working on things to help Dave out. He ran this family week celebration in Sharon that was outstanding. And I would have my kids march in the program. Dave brought a choir group from California that was being run by his parish priest.
All-American Chorus.
And Dave was looking for people to house the kids. And at the time, my two sons were at camp. And we wound up taking two kids, both named Jeff, because I had a son named Jeff. And for a week, we had these kids as guests, and they had to be up and out by 7:30 in the morning, and they wouldn't come back until 1 o'clock in the morning from doing various concerts. And these were just some of the many things that I wound up getting involved with.
Did it make you feel good, though,
it was so rewarding. I'll tell you a story about these two kids named Jeff. It was all week long. For some reason, they started talking about the Hard Rock Cafe, the Hard Rock Cafe, the Hard Rock Cafe. So the day before they were leaving on an afternoon flight back to California. I spoke to Dave and the priest who was running the choir, and I said, can we take the kids into Boston and we'll have them at the airport in plenty of time? Well, we took these two kids to the Hard Rock Cafe in Boston. Let me tell you, you want to talk about excitement. And the great joy of volunteering is the opportunity to give and to make a difference in the lives of other people. And Dave and I spent a lot of years coaching basketball. And I realized as I got older that the wins and the losses of coaching basketball were fleeting. What really was the most important thing was running into the kids 20 years later when they were married and have their own children. And these former players would tell you stories. Remember Mr. Rosen when you took us to Town Spa for pizza? Or remember Mr. Clifton when you took us all to Crescent Ridge Dairy for ice cream?
I wore out McDonald's and Burger King, I know, over the years. Bob, I was going to ask you, I know that you've done more than just do volunteer work with Rotary. You have spread yourself out doing other kinds of non-compensation programs.
Well, you know, once they find out that you're willing to, willing to help out, it's almost like people are drawn to you.
You get on a list like Sid did.
Oh, you sure do, and you know that better than anybody. But yes, over the years, again, I've been the president of two different Rotary clubs four times, but I've also served in my town as the chairman of the Commission on Aging, on the Police Commission. I've been the president of the Chamber of Commerce, served on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, been on the board of Big Brothers Big Sisters, volunteered at the Mystic Seaport. I live in Stonington, so that was convenient. So I've done a great deal of that over the years. And as you mentioned, there's great fellowship in that. It's personally rewarding. But when you realize that you know, you're making a contribution that's helping, whether it's young kids grow and develop and mature, and or helping these these organizations grow and strengthen, from and gain from your experience and insight and leadership, it's a good thing. And I can honestly tell you that I'm very proud of the fact that although I no longer are on some of those boards, they're still doing very, very well. They've gone on to continue to serve in their various capacities.
You know, it's amazing, and I'm sure that you can appreciate this, Sid, after working 40 years in my community as a parks and recreation director, asking people to volunteer throughout the community. My phone's been ringing off the hook since I sort of moved on and retired, and people are calling me back. It's time to give back, Dave. It's time to volunteer for our program. But I've enjoyed it very much, and I can see why volunteers were very excited about it. We're going to shortly take a break, and we're going to come back. You're listening to Service Matters, and today our topic of discussion is volunteerism. You can feel good about doing what you can to help others. Hurry back.
Sponsored by United States Traffic Network. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company? United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers.
The Snow Country Ski Report is sponsored by Moriarty's Fence Company.
The mountains look beautiful. The skiing is superb. And after three big snowfalls in the last 8 days, we have deep, soft powder on any trail we want in the North Country. So get out there and explore it. Now, a little closer to home, we're looking at machine-groomed loose granular with about a dozen runs at full operation for Yagoo Valley. Wachusett, where the groomers have been busy, all 23 trails. At Ski Ward, 8 runs open. And at Mount Sunapee, powder, pack powder dominate the slopes. They're just about skiing it all. Check out the park. There'll be nice, soft landings in there. 50 trails for Waterville Valley, Loon Mountains, 100% spread across three big peaks. King Pines also skiing and riding powder pack powder with a sweetheart race on Saturday. Killington in Vermont over 3 feet in a week. They're skiing it all there as well. This report brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, where family fun is guaranteed at the number one kid-friendly resort in the East. Visit smugs.com.
Moriarty's Fence Company, keeping dogs safe since 1986.
At Pronzi, we've built our reputation providing an uncompromising level of service and elegance. Every detail carefully considered, whether it's a grand wedding or a holiday party. When the hard work of preparation is over, it's all about your celebration. The joy and laughter of each guest. The ultimate compliment of satisfaction. Add an extra dimension of quality, service, and value to your wedding. Call Pronzi Catering and Events today for a personal consultation. 401-383-3631 or visit Pronzi.com.
Gets it to Okoli. Oak, two on the shot clock. He's going to have to fire it inside mid-court. It's the three!
Counted. This is Mike Martin, Brown Bears men's basketball coach in class of 2004. I would like to invite you all to the Pizzatola Center this season to see our exciting young team compete against our Ivy League rivals. Join us as we take on Columbia Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m.
Hunsaker, shot at the buzzer! Yeah! Bears win it!
Brown vs. Columbia, presented by Mohegan Sun. Visit brownbears.com for game and ticket information.
You'll pay someone to cut your lawn and clean your pool. So why is it that more than half of Americans choose do-it-yourself retirement planning rather than using a financial advisor? Preparing for retirement requires a well-developed strategy and a team with the experience and resources to make your long-term goals a reality. SOA Financial Group has been serving the community for decades with personalized investment management and financial planning services. Call the SOA Financial team today at 401-434-8090 or visit us at soafinancial.com. That's S-O-W-A, financial.com. Because it's time to take retirement planning off your to-do list.
SOA Financial Group is located at 14 Breakneck Hill Road in Lincoln, Rhode Island. Be sure to tune in to Money Talk weeknights at 5 on our sister station AM 790. Securities offered through the Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Advisory services offered through SOA Financial Group are separate and unrelated to Commonwealth.
Start the fun. Start the excitement. It's the Northeast International Auto Show at the Rhode Island Convention Center, Friday, February 9th through the 11th. Start your imagination. Check out over 250 of the hottest new cars, new trucks, and SUVs. Come see the ultra-exotic car collection, courtesy of the Audrain Automobile Museum, DuPont Registry, and Ferrari Maserati of New England. These are some of the coolest cars on the planet. See pre-production models.
And it's all displayed in a non-selling environment.
You can even test drive vehicles from Toyota, Chrysler, Dodge, Fiat, Jeep, and Ram truck. And every day is family day. All kids 12 and under get in free. Every attendee gets a free 12-month subscription to Motor Trend.
The Northeast International Auto Show is where the excitement starts.
The 9th through the 11th at the Rhode Island Convention Center. Go to ProvidenceAutoShow.com for discounts. This auto show is presented by the Rhode Island Automobile Dealers Association and is produced by Motor Trend, so you know it's going to be good. Come for the cars, stay for the fun.
Now, back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Thank you very much, Producer Meyer, who handles all the controls here on the other side of the glass window. She calls the shots, and we have the easiest job, which is just to sit here and to chat. And today our topic of discussion is about volunteerism. All of us at one time or another have been active as volunteers. And, of course, it's defined in the dictionary as someone who gives their time or talent without expecting any compensation for. And, of course, volunteers always hear that logo, the checks in the mail. Well, it never arrives, folks. But you feel good about it. You feel good about giving your time. And when I think of the volunteer firefighters in some communities out there in New England who give their time, they take off when the alarm goes off, they get that telephone call, and they report to a fire and get no compensation whatsoever. But they're there to save lives. And I think there's lots of people who do different things. And I'm going to ask Bob, Maybe you can tell us about the volunteers and maybe something about the Chowder Cook-Off. That's the 14th annual. The Rotary Club of Westerly, Rhode Island is sponsoring that. When is it coming up? Tell us something about it.
It is tomorrow, David. Thank you very much. And, yes, at the Venice Restaurant on Shore Road in Westerly, this is our 14th annual Chowder Cook-Off. And, of course, again, the Rotarians at the Westerly Rotary Club are the backbone of this, and we do it with the cooperation of the Venice and the participating restaurants. We also have three competing culinary arts programs from three different high schools in the state, and that's always great fun because they have their own separate competition amongst themselves. Last year, Woonsocket came down to Westerly and took away first prize. So, and by the way, they deserved it. They put out a marvelous product. But it's a great event like that, and more importantly, what we do with the proceeds from that is we, again, donate those to various charities and public service organizations in our town. The Warm Shelter, which, as we all know, the Warm Shelters are supported by a number of volunteers. The Johnny Cake Center, which is another one that enjoys the support of a number of volunteers in the community. So we support organizations like that, as well as it going towards our annual scholarship fund and supporting Rotary Park, which is free. And it's amazing. We touched on that earlier. One of the things we're kind of proud of about Rotary Park is the Westerly Town Recreation Summer League uses the tennis courts or uses the volleyball courts. The Westerly High School actually uses the tennis courts that we've built for their high school competitions. So, again, a lot of opportunities to benefit those organizations through an event like this Chowder Cook-Off that also take advantage of the opportunity of and recognize the value of volunteers.
Now, there are folks out there that I'm sure are asking the question of where can they call or who should they contact if they'd like to volunteer some time. Well, if you've got a specific talent and there's a specific age group or that you might be interested in, and I'm going to ask Sid to react to this as well. I would encourage people to contact your local council on aging. How about the Commission on Disabilities in your community? They can always use some help and support. And certainly I would strongly recommend you contact your recreation department, those agencies in your community that are responsible for all the town celebrations. They're responsible for youth sports programs. The sky's the limit in terms of donating your time. I'm sure you have lots of celebrations going on in your community. You love to be there. You like to take the family. Well, you might be able to get your family involved in helping and support. Sid, any suggestion that you have?
Well, I've got a varied background besides all the things you got me hooked onto a long time ago in a land far away. When my sons became teenagers and no longer were willing to hang out with their old man on a Saturday afternoon, I said to myself, I'm going to join the Big Brother Association. I've been coaching all these kids. I have the ability, I've dealt with a lot of situations, family matters with these kids, so I'm pretty much qualified for being a big brother. So I got involved with the organization, and they couldn't quite figure out why a guy my age with two kids wanted to get involved. And I told them of my volunteer experience, and they actually came to the house, had dinner, discussed it with my family. And so when they were ready to let me do my thing, they said, well, we've got this one kid, and his mother's name is Margie, and she's a nurse, and she has two sons. And I said, stop right there. And they looked at me, and they said, what are you talking about? I said, my wife's name is Margie. She's a nurse. She has two sons. Do you think I have experience in what Danny's life is like? Well, he was 6 years old at the time. He's now in his 30s. We still keep in touch. He and his lady just had their first child, Antonio. And Antonio looks just like Danny. And Danny's experience was very difficult. His father had died when Danny was 3 years old. And this was always in the back of Danny's mind. And I stepped in, and I think I made a significant difference. I became more than just a big brother. I was a father image to him. I would take him and do all kinds of crazy things with him, and we had a lot of fun together. So that was one activity, and, I mean, that's a lifelong relationship. Then I spent a lot of time answering the phones for the Channel 2 auction in Boston. And I would go in and I would give them the two Saturdays of the auction because that was the most difficult time. And I used to have a lot of fun when I did this. There was one day I get a phone call from a guy wanting to bid on a car. And they were selling the car on the last Saturday of the auction. So he tells me who he is. And it turned out I knew the guy through basketball. So I said, well, I can't take your bid, sir. And he goes, what do you mean you can't take my bid? I said, I know you. You can't afford this car. And I could feel his outrage on the other end of the line. And I kept stringing him along until I got him to the point of wanting to strangle me. And then I said, hey, Tim, it's Sid Rosen from Sharon, and I'm teasing you. So every year in the auction, I would expand my role. I started out as answering phones. Then I became a go-getter. I would go to different places that were donating pieces of art or furniture or whatnot and pick up the stuff. I did that for many years. But the one thing I'm proudest of and I've spent the most amount of time doing is the Pan Mass Challenge. And for those of you in Rhode Island who aren't familiar with the Pan Mass Challenge, it is a bike ride that takes place the first weekend in August as a fundraiser for the Jimmy Fund.
Sponsored by Robin Ford?
One of the sponsors. Yeah. Last year they raised $50 million, all of which went for cancer research. And I started doing this to honor a friend of Dave and mine who passed away from cancer at a well too young age. And the first year I was there, I was at the pizza tent. I've always done the pizza tent. And this young couple comes over, and they each have a T-shirt with a picture of a young child on the shirt. And I looked at the parents, and I looked at the child, and it hit me. This was their child who they had lost to cancer. From that moment on, I said, this will be a part of my life forever. And I've been involved for 26 years. And I've worked a pizza tent. I've gone to the studios to pack shirts and writer's equipment and stuff like that. I've done a multitude of things. And I used to think cancer was something that everybody else got until one day I got a shirt from them that says Living Proof. So when you then have volunteered and then are forced to take the journey that you're raising money for, it gives you a whole different perspective. And all it takes is your time. You show up and you dish out pizza. There's no training. There's no training for packing thousands of shirts. All you do is show up, learn what you have to do, and you do it. And there's thousands and thousands of volunteers in this activity.
And, of course, there's many volunteers out there who work with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, and the list goes on and on. And there is training in many different volunteer jobs. Are you familiar with any, Bob Elmer? I know in youth sports, volunteer coaches have to go through certain skills in order to coach, and it becomes a safety factor.
Well, nowadays, years ago, and I do mean years ago, when I first moved down to southeastern Connecticut, I volunteered at the Mystic Community Center as a former wrestler, I volunteered to teach wrestling. And they knew me. I was on their board. And so they did. They had already pretty much vetted me. But from that standpoint, it was there was no real formal training back then. They knew I knew what I was doing based on my own credentials. But, yeah, that is certainly one of the areas. You know, one of the things I want to touch on is when you do volunteer, not only do you get the personal gratification, again, of stuffing the boxes with T-shirts and serving the pizzas, but look at the bigger picture. I was a member of what is called the Pilots, and this is a volunteer organization at the Mystic Seaport. And my wife and I were pilots there, and at the 15th anniversary of that organization, on this particular weekend, they recognized us, and someone had crunched the numbers. And in that 15 years, ironically, they had determined that we had saved that organization $15 million in man-hours. In other words, if they had had to pay someone, and by the way, you understand, we were cleaning out the holes of the Charles W. Morgan. We were putting roofs on the roof walk. So they wanted to make sure we knew what we were doing, and there were some of us that had those skill sets. Meanwhile, other people were cataloging over here or sorting out inventory over there. So whatever your strengths were, that's where they put you. But can you imagine volunteers contributing over $15 million in man hours in terms of labor that organization, they never could have paid that. The resources simply were not there. And that's just one example of, you know, the impact that volunteering has, you know, for a lot of these organizations that need them. And I mentioned to you off when we were during the break, if they are looking for ideas and places they can go to volunteer.gov for a referral service there that they have on where and how you can volunteer. I mean, within our own organization, within Rotary, and we haven't talked much about Rotary, but Rotary has within its organization our Rotary Action Groups, and there's an enormous number of lists of causes and efforts that you can get involved in beyond, obviously, the Polio Plus effort, which we are so well known for. Let me just touch on a few of them just to give you an idea of how diverse this is. And you may be able to learn that you can help out in ways you never dreamed of. Water and sanitation, slavery prevention, literacy, endangered species, blindness preservation, Alzheimer's, dementia. These are just some. Multiple sclerosis, family health and AIDS prevention, and on and on and on it goes. There's such a wide variety of areas that people can get involved and, again, contribute their time and their resources. And obviously gain a lot of personal gratification for that.
And why would you want to volunteer, folks? I know there's no compensation for it. There's a tremendous amount of personal satisfaction you can get for the opportunity to give back. And if you grew up in a community, you went to school in a community, what a great idea to be able to give back to that town or city by getting yourself involved as a volunteer. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to make you feel good. I felt terrific a few years ago. I got a call from the Board of Selectmen in my community asking me if I would get involved in the 250th anniversary celebration. I was thrilled. And I had the opportunity to work with many volunteers. And it was a terrific celebration that was year-round. So you can feel good about it. You can meet your neighbors. You can do all kinds of things. And I know that certainly you have to have your own job for your livelihood, but I tell you, it makes you feel good to be able to give back in some way. And I say to people, an opportunity to not only make yourself feel good, but certainly to make the other folks that you're serving feel good. And go ahead, Sid.
Well, there's one other aspect of volunteering, especially in youth sports, that is incredibly rewarding. You know, I talked earlier about the joy is maintaining a relationship with these kids long after you're through coaching them. But I'll tell you what one of the great rewards is when you've taught a kid a sport, you've taught them how to get along with each other as a team. And those kids then take the baton and carry it forward. Now, Dave and I have one particular kid who played in our rec program. His name is Anthony Lucy. Anthony was just one of the funniest kids I ever saw growing up. And Anthony took the baton from Dave and I.
He's now a police officer in his community.
He's not only is a police officer in the town of Sharon, but he is the wrestling coach in the town of Sharon. When you have kids that have taken the baton...
Maybe we can set up a match between Lucy...
And, well, but he's not
and the, one of our guests today.
He's not the only one. In at Sharon High School, I wound up, Dave coached one group of kids. I was involved with five groups of kids. And at different times in my career as somebody who'd show up at the games at Sharon High later on, at one time, the golf coach had played basketball for me. We talked about Anthony Lucy. The assistant wrestling coach had played for me. And three kids had been either the freshman or the JV coach basketball at Sharon High. I cannot begin to tell you the joy that people derive when somebody whose lives they've touched take the baton and carry it forward. And Anthony Lucy, to this day, will not call me Sid. He always calls me Mr. Rosen. I said, Anthony, you're 45 years old. You can call me Sid. He says, Mr. Rosen, I have too much respect for you and the time you put in to make my basketball experience that enjoyable.
And certainly that makes you feel good. And it's not just in Sharon where Sid grew up as a volunteer. It's... In every community, small towns, large cities, it just travels. Let me ask you a question, Bob, if I may. You've done a lot of volunteer work with Alzheimer's/dementia. You even wrote a book called Join the Journey. We're going to get a couple of minutes before we take a break. Maybe you can start something off and we'll come back after the break to continue the discussion.
Okay, yeah, the book is, again, Join the Journey, Care for the Alzheimer's Caregiver, obviously devoted to those people that may find themselves in that universe, and it's designed to help them and help them understand what they're dealing with and, of course, do's and don'ts and good advice on dealing with things like denial and engaging the rest of the family and resources and so on and so forth. From that, though, has come the opportunity to speak at clubs, groups, and civic organizations about the illness. And I'm not always compensated. Some do compensate me, but by and large, I'm happy to, as a matter of fact, just met with a group yesterday. A local church is having a caregiver conference, and they've asked me to speak there, and I'm happy to do that. And they're not going to pay me to do that, but... You know, the information is too important for me to put a price tag on it and not help those that do need the help.
We're going to come back and have more discussion about the importance of volunteers. You're listening to Service Matters. Dave Clifton here. Rona Mann will be back next week, and we'll be talking with a half a dozen Rotarians. It's going to be a show dedicated strictly to Rotary and their motto, Service Above Self, and the mission, which for Rotary is to do good in the community and to reach beyond to do good in the world. And that involves lots of volunteers. Hurry back.
Sponsored by Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-930-7830. 800-930-7830. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-930-7830.
Hi, my name is John Campagnone, Jr. of Caserta Pizza. When Caserta was first opened, the most important thing was to put out a product that was tasty and unique, and that people in Rhode Island would come back for over and over. For generations, Rhode Islanders have enjoyed our pizza and our famous Wimpy Skippy. If you haven't tasted a Caserta pizza, then you are surely missing out on something very special. Call 272-3618 or stop in at 121 Spruce Street in Providence. Open Tuesday through Sunday. And remember, if you're not eating Caserta's, you're not eating pizza.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Yes, we're back for the final segment of Service Matters, and today we're talking about the importance of volunteers giving back to the community. A special thank you to Len Samonte for donating pens for our guest today. We'd also like to give a nice thank you to the Navigant Credit Union. They are rich in history, this credit union. They are headquartered in Smithfield, Rhode Island, and they have a motto, people helping people, and that's what we're talking about today, is people helping other people. On the telephone line right now, we have Tim Draper. Tim, of course, is the Vice President of Marketing at the Navigant Credit Union. Tim, thank you so much for calling in.
Good afternoon, Dave. How's everybody doing?
Everybody is not faster than a speeding bullet, but we're able to leap from tall buildings.
And your sidekick is not with you this week, I see.
She's traveling, business-related, but she'll be back next week. But I'm glad you called in, Tim. What's happening with Navigant these days?
Well, you know, it's kind of listening a little bit to the show, although I have been working feverishly here in my office. And so the I guess the quick sales pitch is to remind everybody that we do have our three new locations operational now in the southern part of Rhode Island. And in addition to the 15 locations up in the northern end of the state, you know, I think we have a pretty good presence for all of our members throughout the state to come and interact with the credit union. And for those people who have never had a chance to come to Navigant Credit Union or take advantage of the any number of deposit products and loan products that we have, we certainly ask to earn your business, and we hope that we'll do a very good job in doing so.
Well,
but that said, you know as well as I do, Dave, that we would not be successful if it weren't for the communities that support us. And so that is really at the heart and the core of what Navigant is all about. It's about serving our members. It's about making sure our employees are taken care of, and by all accounts, making sure that the communities where we have locations, and even where we don't, that we're making a difference somehow, some way, monetarily or volunteerism or whatever that might be.
I can certainly see that happening, Tim Draper. I know that lots of times you folks have been so generous providing funds for nonprofit organizations, for volunteers who get involved in big projects, and you help make that possible. And we're forever grateful to your credit union, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's it is something that is truly, you know, it starts at the top down, and you know Gary, of course, and he's a very big community-minded person, and understands the importance of, you know, we're a successful business in entirely because of our members, but more importantly, it's the communities where they live, the things that are important to them, that we want to make sure that we're participating and helping out with.
And Tim is talking about Gary Furtado, who's the president of the Navigant Credit Union. We thank him. We also thank Lisa Dandino, as well as Kathy Orovitz. These are folks who are dedicated, and we thank you for all the good things, Tim, that the Navigant Credit Union does, and especially for sponsoring our show where we can talk about the good things that happen in local communities. We are forever grateful.
Right?
It certainly is. And we wish you a good weekend. We're sorry that the Patriots couldn't pull it out for you.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show, Dave. That's a whole nother show.
It's maybe a couple of shows.
It's a month of shows.
Tim,
it's a month of shows.
I also thank you for the good work you do with the Rotary Club of Cumberland, Lincoln, Rhode Island. And, of course, Gary is a Rotarian with his own Rotary Club. And I know that you folks have learned through Rotary how important it is to serve others.
You bet.
So thank you for calling. We hope to hear from you next week.
You got it. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you. That's Tim Draper, the vice president, head of marketing at the Navigant Credit Union. And right now we're in the final segment of Service Matters, how fast the show goes by. I wanted to ask both of you if you could give some final comments about our topic today, which is about volunteers. I don't care where you go or who you're talking to, someone out there has been active as a volunteer.
Well, many years ago, Dave Clifton and I wrote a basketball manual to deal with some issues we had in our rec program, the rec basketball program. And we came up with a motto. And the motto was, coaches coach, players play, parents parent, and referees referee. As a way of trying to politely tell people what their different roles were. If I were rewriting that today, I would add to it at the end that volunteers do not get paid. They deserve to have people say thank you every now and then for their participation. And above all, they always deserve to be respected. And unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the case. So that's why I'm making a point of summarizing my thoughts on the show today with those remarks.
But the important word that people should remember is respect. It should not be win at all costs in youth sports programs. And there shouldn't be running up and down the sidelines criticizing the officials, because you too someday could be an official and you would like that respect yourself. But we want to teach the young people the right kinds of things.
If you made every parent either referee a game or umpire a baseball game just once, it would eliminate all the parental problems that you have in a program. Trust me.
If anybody ever gets paid, it should be the officials. Go ahead, Bob.
I just want to implore your audience to really try to give some thought to what they might like to do, and understand that there are so many different directions they can move in as far as wanting to be a volunteer. I want to mention volunteer.gov. That's just one place to start. But you can get involved with youth as a mentor, as a big brother, as Sid had done, and effectively I had done actually in my life. CASA, the court-appointed special advocates, but there's sports volunteers. You can volunteer in the business world. I'm sure you're all familiar with the Service Corps of Retired Executives. These are men and women that volunteer their time and experience to young up-and-comers that are developing businesses. It's just, it's such a diverse area. I can promise you that if you do your homework and sort of look around and go to your town human service office. I know Stonington has a human service office, and that's a place that is in charge of a lot of different things that go on from youth to youth as well as the seniors in the town, and they can point you in the right direction. So take some time to decide, what your strengths are, what you'd like to do, and then move forward.
And especially the young people out there that apply to go to colleges and universities, I know that they like to see on your application form if you have donated any of your time to help others.
Well, there are. I know I'm speaking for the Westerly High School. You have to do 10 hours of community service all 4 years of high school to graduate. And I know this because so many of them have come to us as a Rotary Club and helped us out. As you know, we are the refreshment vendors for Summer Pops every year in Wilcox Park. And a lot of those high school children will come to us, those students will come to us, and use that as one of their areas to accumulate volunteer hours. But that's one thing that we certainly endorse, and we're very glad to see that that the high school has that focus where they get those children in high school, those students giving back to the community at that age.
One of the things I would like to say is we are in the final couple of minutes of our show that it's so important if you've got volunteers working for you, doing things above and beyond the call of duty, that magic word of thank you I think is so important. We don't give compensation to volunteers, but we can certainly pass over a handshake or a thank you because that means an awful lot to a volunteer so that they understand that they are being appreciated. I want to take this opportunity to thank you both for joining me today. Robert Elmer III, who wrote a book, Join the Journey, on Alzheimer's/dementia. I want to thank Sid Rosen. I referred to him as a volunteer's volunteer. He expects nothing in return. He just feels good about doing what he can to help others out. Next week, our show is going to be strictly about Rotary. We could do 5 shows on that, but we're going to invite the district governor-elect, the nominee, all here in the studio, and we're going to talk about what Rotary's motto is, what their mission is, what are the good things they do, what's happening around the world with the eradication of polio, how many clubs we have in our district, 7950, and the list goes on and on. It should be a terrific show. Ronald will be back to join me. And big thank you also to our producer for today's show. Maya has been absolutely tremendous. She's now playing my favorite song, What a Wonderful World. Louis Armstrong sings that song. And what a wonderful world it is because of all the volunteers who step up to the plate to do what they can to help others, which can make dreams real for those in need. I say to you, go forth to serve. Do it with a smile on your face. And if you're going to do something good as a volunteer to help others out, do it certainly with the dignity that it deserves. Show respect and don't forget to say those magic words. Thank you. And volunteers, make a phone call tomorrow. Sign yourself up. You'll feel very gratified about it. So, thank you for joining us. Have a terrific weekend. And you folks out there, volunteers, I just want you to know I love you.
Brown University Sports and Celtics Basketball, your home for talking business. AM 790 WPRV Providence, a Cumulus station.
Sorry for Porter, Wall Street whirlwind. I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is lamenting the fact that fired aide Rob Porter is sad over losing his job. Porter fired after it was learned.